Well, hello, this is Kirsten, and I have the pleasure of interviewing a musician that I have been following for a little while now. I am really thrilled to have her on air, and I'm going to have Zola. And today is a particularly special day to be interviewing Zola. So, hi, Zola, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
I'm very well. Why is today a particularly good day for you?
Well, other than it's Friday, I mean, not that that really matters nowadays, but my brand new single, Easy, released at midnight, so today.
Congratulations. Yeah. And you woke up this morning and heard about it. Where did you hear about the release? Who did you hear about it from first?
I actually heard about it from some friends I have on Twitter that are actually over in London, in the UK, and they messaged me actually yesterday. I saw them posting about it, and they were like, oh, everyone should check out this song, and I was like, wait, it's out already? Because it was Thursday, and then I totally realized that I had forgotten all about time zones, which was very naive of me, but I was just like, isn't that ironic that everybody besides me got to listen to it first?
That is one of the downsides of time travel, for sure. Can you tell us about the song itself, and is it part of a full recording that you're working on?
Yeah, I've been working on a new project since about, I don't know, maybe April, probably even before that, but I'm working at a studio in Cambridge called The Bridge Sound and Stage with my amazing producer, The Archetype. I'm just so stoked to be there. We just are a great match, and yeah, so I'm excited to say that I'm working on a debut album. I put out an EP 2 years ago called In Plain Sight, but I'm just, I feel like I'm at a new stage in my life and in my career. I feel like I'm, you know, right where I'm supposed to be. So I'm super excited to be working on this project with Art. Yeah.
It's great to hear such enthusiasm. And I have listened to In Plain Sight several times. I'm smitten with it. I am particularly smitten with the song Ridiculous, and I think it's because I'm a wordsmith. I love that you have a song titled Ridiculous.
Thank you. Yeah, my mom likes to make a joke all the time. Like, whenever someone says Ridiculous, which actually seems to come up in conversation more than you'd think, but she says, whenever someone says Ridiculous, she goes, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
That's great. It takes on a whole new meaning in your household.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you. That's actually has to be one of my favorite songs as well.
And
I'm glad someone else likes it.
What was the impetus of that song?
Well, I wrote it when I was transitioning from middle school to high school, which was a particularly large jump for me, because I went to a really small middle school, like literally with only about 13 kids in my grade, to a public high school with, you know, 2,000 kids. So I have been, you know, hanging around with the same people, and pretty much because they were the only people that were there.
Right.
So, you know, going to a high school where there's so many new options, so many new opportunities, it kind of just opened my eyes and really helped me realize that I was settling, and that the friends that I had in middle school didn't treat me right. I've always kind of felt like an outcast, so the first verse is particularly important to me, and I think sums up the whole message of the song. Like, I've always felt like I was too this, too that. You know, I've always felt like I'm too much of a guy for people and then too much of a girl for people. And yeah, so I just felt like kind of in this in-between place where I never really fit in. So I was just kind of fed up with it. And it really is ridiculous, you know, that in this society, especially as a teenager, that we have to conform to a certain thing. And I just love going against the grain, even if it causes me pain. Ooh, bars.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for putting those feelings into words and putting that into a song, because you are not alone in that, in those feelings. So thank you so much for sharing all of that.
I mean, of course. Thank you. I mean, honestly, when I make music, it's first and foremost as, you know, an outlet and sort of like a therapy for me, because I think it's just, I'm so lucky to have such a great, healthy coping mechanism, and the fact that I can turn that pain, that sadness, that anger into something positive is just really what I think that life is all about.
I love that. So, Zola, at this point, I'm going to play a couple of your songs, and then I'd like to come back and ask you one last question before we leave. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Okay.
She does to me, yeah. I don't think that she knows how I feel about her. See, when she walks in the room, I can't help but smile. I don't wanna wait till noon to see you, to see you. Yeah, I wake up every day, do the same damn thing, do the same thing. Same dreams every night, fight the same battles that I fight, and I can't give up. I won't run out of love, I can't run out of love, run out of love. I don't think that she knows that I feel this way, yeah, but maybe kind of obvious. I hope it don't give it away, but when I look into her eyes, it changes like I'm turning pages. She makes the same feel different, but in my heart it stays the same, it's remaining. And I wake up every day, do the same damn thing, do the same thing every day, dream the same dreams every night, same battles that I fight, and I can't give up. I won't run out of love, I can't run out of love, run out of love. I don't know what she would do if she knew, if she knew. I don't want to make mistakes, I don't. And I'll wake up every day, do the same damn thing, do the same thing every day, dream the same dreams every night, fight the same battles that I fight, and I can't give up. I won't run out of love, I can't run out of love, run out of love. cheap ticket. Looking for brand new scenes. Gotta get the hell out of Hollywood, cause every day is Halloween. Hit the town with brass knuckles, get all the good people stare.
So what you just heard was Zola's song She Knows from In Plain Sight. After that, one of Zola's influences, Pink, Tonight's the Night, and then the recording Easy, which just came out today. And Zola, are you still with us? Whoops, hold on. You there?
Yep.
So my last question for you has to do with your experience. What are your new and unexpected directions that you have experienced during this time of COVID?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. You know, COVID has been a challenge for me and my family in so many ways. You know, it's particularly hard for me with my anxiety, and, you know, having this kind of sense of impending doom. And also, like, I'm a very social person. Being with people energizes me and makes me happy. So it's very hard to be isolated, you know, in every sense of the word. But when it comes to music, I would say it's kind of a blessing and a curse. Obviously, I've had a lot more time on my hands. And I'll admit I have spent, you know, numerous hours watching Netflix, but also I've been surprisingly productive in this time, and I think that that's in part because there's so much going on and there's so many things to write about. So I've, you know, been working on, I guess you could say, some Corona-inspired songs. But yeah, like I said before, I mean, this is a terrible experience in so many ways, but I think that by making music, that at least there's something good coming out of it. And also, I think everybody can relate to that. You know, if and when I do release a song about this, you know, everybody in the world can relate to it. So I think that is a very unexpected direction that I definitely, you know, wouldn't have written about unless this happened. And also, you know, it kind of threw a wrench in the works, so to speak, because, you know, I was in the studio working, and then the Bridgetown stage had to close down, you know, because of everything that's going on. So that was tough. I had to kind of take a little sabbatical, and I am not a very patient person, so that was challenging.
Right. So there's some upside in that maybe you're creating, you're finding your creative expression, but challenges as to where you're going to be recording and dealing with family issues and all of that. I can appreciate it all. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. It's really been a pleasure following your music, and I look forward to hearing the rest of this recording.
Thank you. That means so much to me. Thank you for reaching out. I'm, you know, so honored to be on this amazing show that you're having about amazing female artists. So, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bullets are flying. We've got work to do.
Love is a fever and is burning me alive. It can't be tamed or satisfied. There is no mercy for the fallen nor for the weak. Love is a nasty word to speak. I don't wanna love him anymore. He's nothing like the man I loved before. But the pain gets real comfortable when it's all you got. Ashes and smoke, they can't compete. Not even hell can take the heat. I'll be sliding off of my seat for this flame. This love is like fire on the floor. It's got me running for the door. But I'll be crawling back for more of his fire on the floor. It don't you say, you can't survive it, there ain't no way. So tonight I'm gonna stay and play with his fire on the floor. Wanna play with his fire. Oh. This kind of love don't need no bed or satin sheet. Nothing soft, nothing soft or sweet to drink. Love is a lesson you were born and never learned. In your soul will I don't want to love him anymore. He's nothing like the man I loved before. There's a sign above the door saying no way out. Ashes and smoke, they can't compete. Take the heat. I've been sliding off of my seat for his flame.
southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves, blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scenes of the gallant South. Bulging eyes and twisted mouths. The scent of magnolias, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burnt flesh.
Divides us
if you don't come right here, I'm gonna tear upon you. There ain't no hammer that's on this mountain that ring like mine, boy. That ring like mine. I'm gonna bust this rock, boy. From here to Macon, all the way to the jail, boy, all the way to the jail. You jack of diamonds, you jack of diamonds, I know you are.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, well, in that last set, I started out with some Mavis Staples, and that was No Time for Crying, off of the recording If All I Was Black, that came out in 2017. After that, Beth Hart singing the title track from her recording Fire on the Floor. And then Strange Fruit by Betty Lovett from her recording Blackbirds. Strange Fruit is a song that is so poignant and has been performed by a number of people. But that particular version, as I said, was by Betty Lovett. Betty Lovett is an American soul singer-songwriter. She made her first record at 16, but she didn't really get noticed until about 2005 with her album I've Got My Own Hell to Raise. She has an eclectic musical style that combines soul, blues, rock and roll, funk, gospel, and country music. She is scheduled to be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, so hopefully that will happen soon. After that, Concrete and Barbed Wire by Lucinda Williams from the recording Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, and then ended that set with Waterboy by Rhiannon Giddens from the recording Tomorrow is My Turn. In the next set, I'll be playing some music by musicians who have some new recordings out. So that will include Courtney Marie Andrews, Lori McKenna, Margot Price, and The Chicks.
Herself to her own knees, with every line so delicate, she sings every song that she knows. The way that she hears them sad and slow, they're never gonna play her on the radio. So she hangs in the darkest bars with downtrodden, bleeding hearts, a guitar man there who knew all the chords. Said he needed her to help him find the words. The balladeer never loved anybody more. It was magic, but she worried, what if she ran out of the plane she carried round with her so proud? She wore if she put it down. So he brought her to the river where she could wash the trouble from her heart and let it shine like gold. Felt like angels pour mercy on her soul, and the weight of the world she let it go. And she sang for the first time with her head held high and so much pride it opened up new notes in her throat. And there was joy in every new song she wrote. They got a bus and traveled coast to coast, drinking with their friends and strangers and business people called to say that she was finally headed for the stars, or at least the top of the charts. They changed their clothes and bought fancy cars, till the guitar man caught the eye of a pretty background singer with the blues. Oh, 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 oh. Background singer took the next flight home, and the balladeer wrote herself a song about broken-hearted dreamers who are searching for something they'll never find.
Okay, well, once again, you are listening to WMFO. This is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten, and I am sitting in the squeaky chair, as my co-DJ Sue calls it. We are alternating off weeks, and the DJs here at WMFO are recording our shows, pre-recording our shows remotely. So although we do love to take requests, we cannot take them live as we normally do. So if you have any requests for us to play in the future, just go to our site on Facebook, and we would love to add your requests to our playlists. I am going to go ahead and continue with this new music that I'm playing, and next is Margo Price.
Hey child, you've got blood on your doorstep. Long eyes, cheap talk, strange voices.
distracted, so I make the bed, call a friend, do the dishes. Should I have known? Should I have seen a sign? When did you know? Why'd you pretend to try? If you're gone, I hope it's really worth it. 20 years of hanging on, now it all adds up to nothing. Gave up on the moon and back, thought you found a better half. Oh, I hope it's something good. Silence. I'd have called you out, but baby, I knew you'd deny it. After so long, I learned to hold my tongue. And now that you're done, I get to write this song. And if you're gone, I hope it's really worth it. 20 years of hanging. Something
Okay, so in that last set, I played some new recordings that have come out recently. Musicians are currently working so hard during this time, and they're doing different streaming events, looking for outside venues, and certainly putting out new recordings. One place that I do a lot of shopping is Bandcamp. Bandcamp often has some days where they send all the proceeds to the artists, that they don't take their cut. And so some of the music that I played, I actually did purchase on Bandcamp. So I started out with Courtney Marie Andrews, Together or Alone. That is from her new recording, Old Flowers. After that, Lori McKenna, the title track from her new recording, The Balladeer. And then Margot Price, Hey Child, from That's How Rumors Get Started. I've listened to every single track on that recording, and I really love listening to that recording a lot. And again, yes, I did get it on Bandcamp. And then ended with The Chicks, Hope It's Something Good, and that is from their recording, Gaslighter. So again, stream musicians, see what they've got coming, what they're working on, their new releases, and support them. And speaking of new releases, this came out this year as well from Rockborn, Reasons Why I Cry.